Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. I thank you for tuning in to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I and our supporters welcome you to this programme being broadcast on CJMQ Radio. Today is Sunday the 3rd of May, the fourth Sunday after Easter. We encourage you to be involved in a lively congregation of God's people. If you have no regular church connection, you would be most welcome to join with us in regular in-person worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at our premises at 256 Rue Queen in Lennoxville. And we also live stream our services on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. Words from Psalm 31 to begin. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defence to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth.
Jesus, it is He, your Son.
Let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We come to you, O God, our rock, in times of uncertainty and fear, when we are surrounded by challenges to our faith and trust in you. We come to you in sincere and trusting prayer, asking for your blessing and guidance, and that you would listen to our prayers, for we have no one else in whom we can find security and rest. In the storms of life, you are our quiet center, the Holy One, whose strength and reliability is our refuge, and who gives us the courage and the inner peace to trust in your abiding presence with us. Shine the light of your favor upon us all, as together we seek to be faithful to your calling to be your people. Covenanting God, be for us now, the God who always keeps your promises. In you alone we place our trust, for you set the way before us in Christ Jesus, and your Spirit gives us the courage to follow him. And so we offer you our worship and love, as the source of life for the world, as the Son who preached the truth of grace and mercy, and the Spirit who guides us this day and always. Trusting in who you are, knowing who we are and what we have done, we confess to you our sins. Steadfast God, we confess Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life for us. Yet often we fail to follow him, too often gone our own way, distorted the truth, and led hollow lives. Forgive us for falling short of your purpose for our lives. Give us courage to follow Jesus, who continues to show us the way. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Know that in Christ you are forgiven. Let us accept God's grace and forgiveness this day and extend it to others for Jesus' sake. Send us your Spirit to guide our understanding as we listen to the Scriptures so that we may follow you more closely, know your truth more fully, and share in your gift of life more abundantly. Through Christ your living Word. Amen." Our reading today comes from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. They are from Jesus' farewell discourse in the upper room, as he prepared his disciples for life beyond the resurrection and ascension. John chapter 14 at verse 1. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, Would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Amen. That text is frequently read at funerals, and for good reason. It contains promises that are profoundly comforting in the face of the death of a loved one who has trusted in Jesus. But this text is not only about life after death, but it's a text that has everything to do with our lives in the here and now. Jesus is at his Last Supper with his disciples. Jesus has washed his disciples' feet. He's foretold his betrayal by Judas, and Judas has slipped out into the night. He's told his disciples that he will be with them only a little while longer, and that where he is going they cannot come. He's also foretold Peter's imminent denial. No wonder the disciples are troubled. Their beloved teacher is leaving them. One of their own has turned against them, and the stalwart leader among the disciples is said to be on the cusp of a great failure of loyalty. It's as though the ground is shifting beneath their feet. These past years have seen a great shifting of the ground beneath our feet. The way that we thought the world worked seems to be disappearing and changing before our very eyes. We've seen the pandemic, multiple wars, climate disasters, political unrest and inflation have caused feelings of constant burnout and emotional fatigue. And for many of us, perhaps for the first time in our lives, we've had to examine our mental health, not to mention rethink how we work, travel and find a way to pay the bills and put food on the table. Think about a newborn baby and the growth and development that takes place over 6 years. And as for us adults, our 6 years can be equally formative. Think of where you were at 6 years ago, and think about the stress that you've endured. That's enough stress to rewire our nervous system. It's the amount of time when coping mechanisms, once adopted to help guide us through tough times, become lifestyle choices. 6 years is long enough to forget what's once felt normal. Jesus responds to the anxiety of his disciples by saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus calls them back to that fundamental relationship of trust and assures them he is not abandoning them, but rather he is returning to his Father, which is good news for them. In speaking of his ascension to the Father, Jesus assures his disciples that this is also their destination. There are many dwellings in his Father's house, and he goes to prepare a place for them so that they will be with him and dwell with him in his intimate relationship with the Father. When Jesus says that they know the way to the place where he is going, Thomas, like most characters in the Gospel, takes Jesus quite literally. He wants directions, a roadmap to this place. And Jesus responds by saying that he himself is the way. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." This statement by Jesus is a promise, a word of comfort to his followers. He himself is all they need. There's no need to panic, no need to search desperately for a secret map, for Jesus adds, "If you know me, you'll know my Father also." So that there can be no misunderstanding, Jesus adds, "From now on, you do know me and have seen me." It is Philip who's not quite convinced. "Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus' response contains perhaps a hint of exasperation. "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." What did John's Gospel begin with? "No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, in the bosom of the Father, who has made him known." This is Jesus' mission, to make known the Father, to reveal who God is. Jesus, who has come from the heart of God the Father, is now returning there. He is the fullest revelation of the person and the character of God. If we want to know who God is, we need look no further than Jesus. And all the words that Jesus has spoken, all the works that he's done, come from God and show us who God is. This passage has everything to do with life here and now, because Jesus entrusts his mission to his disciples. "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." Greater works than these? Really, Jesus? Greater works than healing the blind and raising the dead, and you'll do whatever we ask in your name? Well, we've all known the pain of praying for healing that did not come, of feeling powerless in the face of disease and death. How can these promises be true? Perhaps our problem is that in hearing these promises, we expect to do these greater works in the same way Jesus did them, with miraculous power that instantly solves the problem at hand. Yet even miracles are not guaranteed to produce faith. For many in John's Gospel who witnessed the signs that Jesus performs have trouble seeing the work of God right before their eyes. Toward the end of John's Gospel, it's Thomas who sees the risen Lord and confesses, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus responds, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." This is not so much a scolding for Thomas as a blessing for us who have not seen and yet believe, however feeble our believing may seem. It is one thing to believe when there are signs and wonders and miracles in front of us, but another to keep believing when there appear no visible signs of power to be witnessed and displayed. Amen. We turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you all praise and thanks, O God, for we have tasted your goodness and our lives are secure in your hands. You laid the cornerstone of creation and built earth and heaven by your hands. In Jesus Christ your promise has been fulfilled, that he came among us as the way, the truth, and the life, and in him we have seen you. He was rejected and crucified, committing his spirit into your hands, but you raised him to new life and seated him at your right hand. For now he is preparing a place for us and drawing us to you, that we might be a holy priesthood and offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you. Holy One, in Christ, you show us the way that leads through paths of service. We pray for those who feel lost and alone, those who live with anxiety or doubt their own value, and all who cannot imagine a purpose for themselves. God of the way, lead those who are struggling to find the hope you offer through the assurance of your love. Holy One, in Christ you show us the truth that is revealed through costly love. In these days, when lies are easily disguised, we pray for those who've put their faith in false hope and flimsy promises, those deceived by empty promises from the power-hungry, and any misled by conspiracy theories that seem to circulate each day. God of the truth, reveal the shallowness of things that distract or mislead, and give us the courage to stand for truth, even when it's unpopular. Holy One, in Christ you show us the life that overcomes death through your resurrecting power. We pray for those who are facing illness or grief, and any who live with deep sadness, depression, or despair, and for those living lives which are diminished by discrimination in attitude or action. We pray for our churches, that you would pour out your Spirit upon them, quicken and renew them, and anoint all those in leadership with a word in season for the living of our days. And we pray now the words that Jesus gave us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Oh, Lord, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't
you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't
you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Oh, lead me
to that rock.
Yes, Lord,
lead me to that rock.
Why don't
you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, if you go down to the fold, search among the sheep, my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, you find him there, so I am told, for those he loves to keep,
my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Oh,
lead me to that rock.
Yes, Lord,
lead me to that rock.
Why don't
you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me to that rock,
to the rock that's higher than I?
Don't you lead me
to
that rock, to the rock that's higher than I. Why don't you lead me to that rock, to the rock that's higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me
to that, to the rock that's higher than I.
Oh Lord, lead me. Yes, Lord, lead me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace Broadcast Ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.